Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon plans to buy wind capacity for its Amazon Web Service data centers from farms in California, Ireland, and Sweden, with plans to announce more projects later this year. Monday's announcement marks the first time since 2016 that Amazon made a deal to deliver renewable energy for its data centers. The EU published updated draft guidelines for ensuring ethical and trustworthy AI. The document breaks down suggestions from the European Commission high-level group on AI into 7 key requirements, which are human agency and oversight, robustness and safety, privacy and data governance, transparency, diversity, non-discrimination and fairness, societal and environmental well-being, and accountability. The agency also launched a pilot program to test the guidelines with a wide range of stakeholders, including companies and international organizations. Internet sites could be fined or blocked if they fail to tackle online harms such as terrorist propaganda and child abuse, under UK government plans. The Department of Digital Culture, Media and Sport has proposed an independent watchdog that will write a code of practice for tech companies. Senior managers could be held liable for breaches, with a possible levy on the industry to fund the regulator. Microsoft made its Chromium-powered Edge browser available to developers yesterday. The software giant has released its Canary and developer builds, offering daily and weekly updates to the changes that are coming to Edge. Both downloads are available on Microsoft's new Edge Insider site, and they are designed for developers to get an early look at how Edge is changing. IKEA and Sonos have unveiled the fruits of their partnership, the Symphonix table lamp and bookshelf speaker, two smart speakers that can be controlled with Sonos' smartphone app. The speaker/table lamp and bookshelf speaker will both launch in August at IKEA stores. Additionally, the speakers will eventually be compatible with IKEA's smart home app, which will allow users to integrate the products with an existing IKEA smart home ecosystem. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.